Huxley's with us to go through Geelong today. How are you, Ro?
Very well, thanks, Dad.
What do you make of this program of racing today?
Only a small meeting, short on runners, but I think the first three favourites are all at red and white figures. You'll want to be a bit wary early of the odds on us because, as we've said before, you go down on an odds on favourite in the first race, you're catching up for a long, long time.
That's for sure. And we've got a short price favourite in the first. This is the maiden of a 1,300. Take out the four. We go down to number three, Outrigger, 850. Fort Knox, $1.50, and Styx at $3.60.
Yeah, Fort Knox, his first run, well, not much expected of him. He drifted from 4.40 out to 9.50, and he was never really a winning chance. Got beaten about five lengths at Tatura. And then his second start, they jumped him from 1,000 metres up to 1,300 here at Geelong on the synthetic and added a set of blinkers to his gear. And once again, it showed how blinkers can greatly improve a young horse, and on this occasion he jumped straight to the front, led around the home turn and fought on very bravely in the home straight. They run second behind Prism. It was a huge improvement on his first run, but an indication that he does have a fair amount of ability, and against what looks to be a very weak field, from barrier one, I expect he'll jump straight to the front and probably win. $1.50, don't know about taking the real short odds, but he does look the winner. Six to beat number seven, Styx. It's been fair in its three runs to date, then three and five. Six, seven, three, five.
So six from seven, three and five. We go to race two, no scratchings. Number one, Another Kerry at nine. 5.50, Runaway Queen. Altaristic is at seven. 5.50, Diamond Beauty. And Farthingwood is odds on $1.80.
Yeah, it does look the winner. The query I have on it is that it's never raced on a synthetic track, but she's only had four starts, and she's been very, very honest. The only time she's missed the place, actually, she's had five starts. First three runs, she ran second. She ran fourth on a heavy track two starts ago, but was only beaten a length and three quarters, and then her last run was very, very good at Wodonga. She ran third, but she met interference coming around the home turn, and she ran third to a horse called Piero Bell. Now, Piero Bell, that's the McAvoy horse, showed an enormous amount of promise in a couple of barrier trials in Adelaide. Disappointed. They brought it over here, and it disappointed. But first up the other day, it's a very, very smart horse, and Farthingwood was beaten two and three-quarter lengths and should have finished closer. Now, that to me is a winning run. And although it's never been on the synthetic, I'm very keen on it to win. I put in number five, the second Runaway Queen. It's got barrier one here, and its only run here was, or its only runs here on the synthetic have been good. Next best, 7 and 6, 8, 5, 7, 6.
8 from 5, 7, 6. We have a look at race number 3. We've got number 1, Count Nocone, at 8. $6, Roman Nose, Madame St. Clair at 4, and Tay Layla is at $1.50.
Yeah, Tay Layla was a very good run, which you would have noticed in Adelaide back in May when it ran second to Thornathon. It made up a lot of ground in that run and was only beaten a length and three quarters. Its second run was over here at Sandown about a month later, and it got beaten five lengths but was found to be lame when it pulled up, or not lame, but it was actually shin sore. So it was put out for a few months and it resumes today. Obviously a filly with very good ability, and providing it stays out of trouble from barrier one, it is the one to beat. Again, very, very short. Number six, Roman Nose. I liked its debut run. It showed good speed. It was still second on the home turn and it fought on very well behind Ariba. It'll be greatly improved by that run. Next best, 7 and 1. 8, 6, 7, 1.
8 from 6, 7 and 1. We look at race four, the maiden of a 1,900. Take out runners 3 and 5. Number one, De Deputy at 3.20. 6.50, Unbeknown. 2.34, Vigour. And 4.60, Yankee Sang.
I like the top one here, Deputy. It was a very good debut run. It had barrier one at Wangaratta over 1,590 metres, and it got along the rails. It dropped right back out of the race in the early stages, but she had run on very well in the home straight, and as its breeding would suggest, it's going to be greatly improved getting up over a bit of ground, and that's what's happened here out to 1900 metres. It's by Dakalani, so really bred to stay, and it goes from 1590 up to the 1900. I'm sure that will be in its favour. I've got it to beat number 9, the favourite, Vigair. It was a very good run last time. He was a bit awkwardly away, and then he raced wide for the entire journey and still managed to run a very good second at Kilmore. It's going to be very hard to beat here. It's only run on the synthetic track. It ran a good second here in a 1300 maiden, and it's also bred to stay, being by a Melbourne Cup winner, Fioranti. So 1 and 9, I think, are the main chances there in the first look of the quaddie. Next test, 11 and 8. 1, 9, 11, 8.
So 1 from 9, 11 and 8. We then go over to race 5. Number 1, Have a Star, 390. 650 for Kapara. Ariba is at 270. Jawal at 390. And you've got 9 Clouds at 7.
Yeah, I liked one with a bit of odds here in number 6, 9 Clouds. It's 2 runs back from a spell. Have both been on this track, and it's done very well. It was a good third first up, but beaten less than a length. That was behind Congo Dior, who goes okay. And then last started, bumped into a horse called Phil the Flute, who absolutely flew. And it got beaten 6 lengths, but it still finished 2.5 lengths in front of the third horse. So it was still a good run. He's about $8. I think he's nice value in the race. Number 3, Ariba, arrived down from Queensland, had his first start for the new stable, and led all the way to win well at Geelong. It's going to be hard to catch again. Then number 1, Have a Star, was all right winning first up. And number 4 might have a little chance, showing a bit of ability in its couple of starts to date. I go 6, 3, 1 and 4.
6 from 3, 1 and 4. We now go over to race 6, over 1200. We've got number 1, Incomparable at 460. Desidero is at 230. 7, Tycoon Dancer, 460 for My Lord. And Like a Till at $9.50.
Yeah, I like Desidera. He's a very good horse here at Geelong on the synthetic. He's won 2 in a row here, both over 1,300 metres. The first time he sat outside the leader and was too strong, and the second one he led all the way and won by about 3.5 lengths. His last run, he tried to lead all the way again. He kicked clear when they turned for home, which is what he does. He likes to lead and then kick on the home turn. But a very good horse in Murrahib was able to run him down. No Murrahib today. I think from barrier 2, he jumps to the front. It's 100 metres shorter than his last run. I think he'll lead all the way. Number 1, Incomparable, was good winning last time. Then we go to number 6, Milford, and at number 4, Tycoon Dancer. That I've made him the best for the day, Desidero. 2 from 1, 6 and 4.
2, 1, 6 and 4. And then over to the last race, 7 over 1900. Take out the 6. Number 1, Obscura at 350. Mutant at 310. Frankie D's at 8. 260 for Easy Drama.
Yeah, Easy Drama, he's recently been switched to a bit of middle distance racing. And he's really taken to it. He led all the way to win easily at Donald back in last month. And he won really well. And then he went to came here to Geelong last start. And he set a cracking pace in front. Macrovius had a perfect sit behind him all the way and was able to run him down. But, he fought on very, very bravely in the home straight. He'll go to the front again here, I would imagine, and, he'll give them something to catch. Number 1, Obscura, he only had the 1 run here. After a year on the sidelines, he used to be in the Godolphin team, and after a year on the sidelines, he had his first start for Leon and Troy Corsons, and in an 1,100-metre race here, and he flew home from last on the home turn. He might be very good on synthetic. That's the only time he's ever raced on it. So I rate him a danger. Number 3, Mutant, he'll like it if Easy Drama sets a solid pace. And next best, number 4, Frankel D. But I think he might win Easy Drama, but I've got a little bit of a worry about number one, Obscura. I go 5 from 1, then 3 and 4.
5, 1, 3, 4. Okay, Ray, what's your best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
My best is the second last race, 6, number 2, Desidero. I think the value bet is in race 5, number 6, 9 Clouds. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, I think we can get away with 1 and 9. The second leg, 1, 3, 6. The third leg, 1 and 2. And the last leg, 1, 3 and 5.
Okay, Ray, thank you.
Good, thanks, mate.